Amen, saints. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah for the Lord's table. We want to share a little bit today on, I would say, a very heavy burden that we have. And that burden is that we would advance in our culture of reading the ministry.
Amen.
We are, I'm going to share a little bit. Sherman's going to say a little bit. But it's just been more and more a realization to me what a great matter it is for us to be in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
And to be here participating in bringing forth the one new man.
Amen.
In this age, what the Lord is doing, saving us, redeeming us, filling us, causing us to grow. Ultimately, it consummates in the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And that completed in this age, building up of the body of Christ, is lived out as the one new man.
Amen.
And to be in this is unutterable how tremendous it is that we would be here participating in that. And this table is a part of the living of the one new man.
Amen.
This enjoyment and our living that flows from that. But to advance in this, we don't want to just stay where we are.
Amen.
We desperately need to grow in life, to be built together, and to be brought into full maturity.
Amen.
And that doesn't happen just by being where we're at and just living life the same way. In Colossians, right in chapter 3 where Paul talks about putting on the new man, he begins by saying, seek the things which are above. Set your mind, setting your mind on the things which are above. This involves our participation, our cooperation, even our initiative and our co-labor with the Lord to carry out what He has a burden to carry out on the earth. And specifically along that line, there must be, when you look at the rest of that chapter, the renewing of our mind. Putting on the new man is not just something, an outward thing. It's an inward putting on that happens by our mind, our thinking, being renewed.
Amen.
We think in an old way. We think the way we're raised. We think the way we're educated. All from Adam. All related to the fall of man. Now, God has a purpose for that, to preserve us. But actually, for the new man, our thinking must be renewed. Paul was so clear about that. All that flows out of us in our living comes from the way we think.
Yes.
And a key factor in changing and in renewing our thinking is for us to eat God's Word.
Amen.
God's speaking manifested and supplied to us today in this age by the ministry of the age.
Amen.
This is a great matter, what we have before us. With us. So, our burden is very simple. Our burden is for you and I. I'm looking at all these faces and we're burdened. Can we advance, increase our diet, increase the amount of the ministry that we read on a daily and regular basis? This is our burden.
Amen.
Wherever you're reading, whatever your current capacity is, we must seek and strive and set our mind that we would increase. What that means is very individualistic. Some of you will increase in a certain way. Some will increase in a different way. But we all have to increase more.
Amen.
Wherever you're at, we want to increase the amount of the ministry that we eat on a daily basis.
Amen.
This is our burden.
Amen.
You know, this ministry, you have to realize, the Lord is not just the way He was 1,000 years ago. He has advanced.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? We don't know, but we know clearly there is a point where the Lord will say, it's time. Good enough. My people are matured. I am coming back.
Amen.
And to close this age and bring in the kingdom. That is a definite point in time in history in our future. And between now and then, He's not going to stand still. Just the way we are right now, He's not going to come back. But I guarantee you, He will have us advance. How will we advance? We will advance in a key factor. There's many other things, but one of the key things is our diet will advance in how much we eat, how much we're constituted, and that will determine how much we grow. I'm not speaking theory. I'm talking about things I have experienced myself.
Amen.
My growth, my enjoyment, up, down, it matches how much I've been eating.
Amen.
If I eat a lot, I grow a lot. I enjoy a lot. I advance a lot. If I eat a little bit, it declines. So we're talking about we want to be those that have a culture of reading the ministry.
Amen.
Not just the Bible, but the Bible with the ministry.
Amen.
You know, this ministry is something amazing. It's clear in the Bible that Paul says that he gave some gifts, shepherds and teachers. Paul's also clear that the Bible is the holy writings. So in addition to just the Bible, he says there are teachers. There are teachings that the Lord provides for the perfecting of us.
Amen.
And in this age, in the time we're living, He has provided a level of teaching that's unprecedented in Christian history. There is an expounding and a presentation of the truth in the Bible that is unprecedented. That is provided with a clear goal. He just didn't say, okay, 2020, we'll just have extra rich speaking from the ministry. We'll provide this ministry. Good enough. Have fun. No, it's with a purpose. He's using this to close the age. That is what we have in our hand. The ministry that will close the age. So, we should be those that give ourselves to read it,
Amen.
To use it, to eat it.
Amen.
Because it is the most modern and advanced state of the teaching in the history of the Christian church.
Amen.
So, we have to learn how to get into it. We have to learn how to read it. We have to build that up among us. I have this little illustration. Here's a cell phone, right? I hand it to my grandma, who's 93. She doesn't know what to do with it. But you know, it's a tremendous thing for communication. It's the same thing. I just want to talk to Dave here. But with a cell phone, it's just greatly advanced. That's this ministry. So we may not know how to use it. We could just be handed a cell phone and think, what's this? I'm going to write him a letter. We have what we have in our hands. We want to advance in how we read the ministry.
Amen.
This is kind of something that we need to learn and grow, and actually it'll take some time, but we are determined. We brothers, we're determined. We must do it.
Amen.
We will do whatever we can to help us grow in reading the ministry.
Amen.
So, anyway, praise the Lord. It's a rich ministry. And we have this book, The Ministry Digest. We're going to propose that we form into study groups, help ourselves read again. We'll start in mid-February. And this has come out, the Ministry Digest. I have to confess, I don't know how to use this yet. It's like I got an iPhone 2000 handed to me. I don't know what. There are things, there's apps, there's features. But you know what? I know that the Lord is the Lord in the Lord's recovery.
Yes.
So, we're gonna get into this. We're gonna start with volume 2, number 1. 2020. There's a new volume. 2019 was volume 1. 2020 is volume 2, so we're going to get into this just as a corporate way to get into it. Now, that doesn't mean that if you have the capacity, you won't go back and read the past issues or catch up or read advance and read more. We're just going to read a portion collectively and corporately, but that's more details coming. We're going to start in mid-February. But anyway, our burden is that we would get into the ministry more.
Amen. I'll just say something in a short way. I just want to give a little testimony of my coming to the Lord's recovery. When I came to the Lord's recovery, I noticed that Brother Lee repeated a lot. I especially remember a time in the 1980s when he started speaking on the triune God. And he just spoke on the triune God and went on and on and on and on. And I think that lasted about 4 months. We were watching it every Wednesday night. And to tell you the truth, just about everything he said after a while, I had heard him say it before. And I was getting a little bit tired of hearing about the triune God. And so I asked the brothers, why does he stay on this? He said, because so many of us came from Christianity, we don't have a proper view of the triune God. So he's trying to labor to renew our minds. He's laboring to renew our minds.
Amen.
Well, I remember one night I said, I just wish he spoke on something else tonight. We'll see what happens. It was on the triune God again. Eventually, though, he was done with it and he moved on to something else. Okay. Fast forward, 30 years. Brother Lee, he's still repeating. I looked around at the audience by that time. Everybody there, very, very few had come from Christianity. They were almost all born and raised in the church life. So I said, why is he repeating so much to these people? You know why? Because it wasn't just that we'd come from Christianity. When we repeat this ministry, the mind gets renewed. He was doing a laboring work to produce the new man. When we are exposed to the ministry and exposed to the ministry, when I was a young man, I memorized a lot of the scripture. I memorized at one time Matthew 5, 6, and 7. I probably couldn't quote it today, but I memorized it. But you know, in the church life, a lot of times, I don't do any memorizing anymore, but I'm being saturated with the word all the time. A lot of times somebody will start to quote some verses and I can finish those verses for them because I've heard it so many times. The word needs to renew our mind.
Amen.
With the mind of Christ. You know what the mind of Christ is? The ministry.
Amen.
The Bible. And the ministry, that's the mind of Christ. We need to be saturated by hearing this and being renewed with it. Being renewed with it. You know, these recent weeks, even in all the morning revivals, every week it talks about something about renewing the mind for the one new man.
Amen.
The one new man thanks Christ.
Amen.
The one new man is not Adam. The one new man is the corporate Christ. But it's Adam renewed.
Amen.
Adam is renewed because of the constitution of the word and the constitution of the ministry in the mind. And so, well, people say, well, if I watch TV or if I do this or that or read a book. Yeah, you know, that's the old man for sure. But listen, you're going to do some of that anyway. But how about making sure that you renew the mind all the time? Making sure you have a habit of getting into the Word every day. Making sure you have a habit of getting into the ministry every day. Even I spoke down in Boise about getting into the hymnal. My goodness, these songs. Those songs, especially the ones by Brother Lee, there's not a wasted, not even a wasted word, let alone a wasted phrase. He doesn't fill up anything for the rhyme. Everything that he says in his writings has meaning. And it's meeting related to God's economy.
Amen.
That will renew our mind.
Amen.
The ministry renews our mind. The Bible renews our mind. The hymnal renews our mind.
Amen.
And then we just take the Lord in our circumstances and we'll be transformed.
Amen.
This is not a pipe dream. I believe we could all be overcomers.
Amen.
I really mean it.
Amen.
But we need to pay this price.
Amen.
You don't have to be a super spiritual person. You just need to be a person that cultivates your habits to get in the Word, get in the ministry, get in the hymnal, and be saturated with the Lord and take the Lord in your daily living in the circumstances. If you do that, we're on our way to becoming an overcomer.
Amen.
It's not that much. There's nobody I know in the world that's so spiritual. We're as spiritual as fleshly as I am. I'm about as spiritual as anybody I know. Because I look around and I see flesh everywhere. I see the soul life everywhere. But when we get renewed with the Word of God and the ministry, we can be transformed and be overcomers. Don't think it's a pipe dream. It's something we need to labor ourselves to do. Okay? Good enough.